Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, and this is your host, the one and only, the lovely, lovely Tracy Brown. That's right, your girl Tracy Brown, and I know most of you, your tummies are still feeling, you just still enjoying the holiday, but guess what? We got an awesome, awesome show for you tonight, and you know what? I'm just going to dive in and get started, but before I do that, you guys know I got to usually do my announcements, so here goes. First of all, I need you guys to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, but tonight I need you to use the hashtag Lady Quarterback. That's right, Lady Quarterback is here with us tonight, and you know what? Anytime she's on the show, we always have a great time. So next, I want to talk about the upcoming free virtual training. We got two things going on, two things. For those of you that are ready to set up your business or your nonprofit, I ask that you join me on November the 30th for just about an hour, because that's a weekday, just about an hour around 7:30 to 8:30. And guess what? I'm going to give you some quick tips about how to set up your business, how to get started. And you know what? After that, if you need a one-on-one, you are more than welcome to contact me. And Lastly, this is the last training of the year, the last training of 2016, and simply defining you in 2017. So, you know, this is a part of my vision board project. But, of course, we won't do the vision board to 2017, but we're going to define who we are by writing a personal mission statement. That's right. Businesses have it. So why shouldn't you have a personal mission statement? And why shouldn't you lay out your goals for 2017? So you know what? That's all that I have today. But I just want to do a little sidebar, and I really hope that these individuals aren't listening. But you know what? They probably are. These are my friends, and I need to talk about them just a tad bit. So I hope they're listening, so I won't be talking behind their back. You know, the radio angel always hates when we sing. And, you know, I tried it one time because I think I tried to do Beyonce, if you know, however Beyonce song goes. If you like it, then you better put a ring on it, however. But today I had the opportunity to listen to none other than, the, you know, the Mason Jar Wisdom, Miss Myra Fry. And Miss Myra was trying to sing, and I was like, uh-oh, now I understand what the radio angel was talking about. But, you know, we know that Minister Kim on Morning Glory, she always loves to sing. So, you know, guys, usually people kind of say, you know what, just stay in your lane. So I don't know. I think I'm going to take up some singing lessons so I can be with you guys, and then maybe the radio angel can be just, you know, cutting all our mics off. Okay, see, there she goes. She cut my mic off. So we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Starting your own business is an exciting experience. You have the ability to be your own boss, set your schedule, and make a living doing what you love. However, entrepreneurship also comes with a lot of challenges. Many entrepreneurs fail before they launch their business by not knowing how to set up their business correctly. Every player needs a coach, and every business needs a startup strategist. Don't get frustrated trying to navigate through the paperwork. Let our professional staff get you started. Schedule your discovery call today by visiting our website at www.thestartuhp.com or calling 240-786-8089.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the show. And that's right. When you hear that sound, you know that it's none other than the lady quarterback that's getting ready to come up. But guess what? You know, I was having a flashback because those of you that are from BSU, Bowie State University, you know that we just went to the championship. But okay, we didn't pull out a win, but at least we got to go down there and play Winston-Salem. And for those of you that have been following me, that's my husband's team. And so, you know, we kind of like had a little rivalry going on here. But, of course, they won. But, you know, it's okay. But I'm not going to waste the time talking about me because tonight we're talking about community, we're talking about giving back, and we're talking about building up. And guess what? You heard the intro. That's none other than Lady Quarterback. So let's see if she's out on the field. Lady Quarterback, are you there?
I'm here. I'm off the bench. What's going on, everybody?
All right, you are off the bench. I guess, you know, I'm glad that I'm not on the bench, but, you know, I've never been one that has the ability to do sports. I'm a little bit uncoordinated. So, yeah, I was the one that's always on the bench. But it's okay. It's okay, Lady Quarterback. Lady Quarterback, how have you been? It's been a moment since we talked to you. So how have you been? What's been going on in your world?
Oh, my goodness. I have been great. I mean, things are just – opportunities are coming left and right, and I'm so grateful for the ability to be able to see and recognize them and then not being fearful to take advantage of them and just really just doing everything that I've been destined to do on this part of my journey. So Thanksgiving was great. I hope Thanksgiving was good for everybody. It's just been – this part of my life has really been an eye-opener for me. So I'm so glad that we're talking about building, we're talking about community, and talking about giving back because I've been so humbled this year as it relates to not it just being about me, but also being about those that are less fortunate than me. And it has just been such a humbling experience. So I'm in a good place. I feel good. I see clearly. I'm breathing. I'm content. I have peace and joy. I can't ask for too much more right about
now. You know what? And that's the key, to have peace and joy and just truly understand that sometimes God takes us on a journey and we may not always understand the journey, but guess what? There is purpose to God's madness. And I'm so excited because this is the time of season that I love because I love community. I love to give back, and I love to build up. And we shouldn't only just segregate it to this time of the year because that's something that we should be doing all the time. It should become for me, it's a part of my DNA. I don't know anything else but to give back, to build up, and just talk about community because community is so important. See, I'm going to steal one of the quarterback moves, you guys, because those of you that have been on the line with her, you simply know that the quarterback loves the dictionary. Do you know a quarterback that loves the dictionary? I know a quarterback that loves the playbook, but this quarterback we have, she loves the dictionary. So let me help her out a little bit because I'm going to define community because when I thought about that, I said, we're talking about community. And, you know, when I brought it up, I had a different thing in mind, but community just means it has two things. So I'm going to read the second one. A feeling of fellowship with others has a result of sharing common attitudes, interests, and goals. And I think that's the best one that kind of like suits the situation, but the other one simply says a group of people living in the same place or having a particular characteristic in common. So that's what community means. Now we talked about also about building, and we know what building up means. So we know particularly what that means for you and for I. But let's talk about, it says the process or business of constructing something. So we have community, and then we have the process or business of constructing something. And giving back, we know what that means, to give unselfishly to others. That's what it means to me. So, Lady Quarterback, I don't want to steal your thunder or your playbook, so I'm going to turn over the floor to you just a little bit, just for a little while. So go ahead and drop some nuggets or some wisdom or some of those plays that we can use in our everyday life.
Well, I love that first definition that you gave. If you can repeat that one more time just so that everybody's on the same page. the definition
the
of community.
The first or the second one?
The first
or the second
The first one that you like, yeah.
The first one that I like, it says a feeling of fellowship with others has a result of sharing common attitudes, interests, and goals.
That's it. That's it. That's the one that I'm talking about. And I want to kind of piggyback off of that definition because this day and age, this is 2016, and we all know that our community has changed. It has, what's my favorite word, evolved. I'm in this whole evolution things where things evolve. They just grow and they just transform into something different. So we're in 2016 going into 2017. And we have to get outside of our community as we know it. You know, we always hear about, you know, what are people doing for the community? What are people doing for the community? And then my response is, what are you doing for your community? And it doesn't necessarily mean where you live, per se, but what are you doing for, like she said, your group that you've come together with that have a common goal, that have a common mindset? You know, what are you doing to contribute to that? What gifts, talents, ideas, or whatever you have that you're doing to contribute to that, to assist that in its growth? And then you take that community and then take it to the tangible community. And for me, because we've been doing it the other way around for so long and there really hasn't been an impact, I think that doing it the reverse will really help and will really make an impact, and we'll see about change. You know, with the community nowadays in this generation, I deal with children in the foster care system, and we're advocates. And I encourage you all, there's this organization called CASA, Court Appointed Special Advocates, and we're advocates for children in the foster care system. And what they do is they advocate on behalf of the child, making sure the judge or magistrate is doing what they're supposed to do, the child's lawyer, the social worker, everybody's playing their part to make sure that the child gets what the child needs. Now, that in itself is a community. You know, if we think about what the definition told us, what it reminds me of is network. We use network as it relates to that. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking that when people hear network, they hear of something that doesn't involve them, or that's their network. Or actually, it's their community or their tribe, as one of my mentors calls it. Mm-hmm. She calls us her tribe. This is my tribe. Either way it go, community, network, tribe, there's still a part that you must play. Because you're a part of it.
I love it. I love it.
You're a part of it.
And you said a key thing is that the community is where you are. The community is the group that you're in. The community is the place that you live. It's all these different things. But like you said, we've been doing it backwards. We've been doing it the wrong way. So we need to start building the community that we're in. We need to look at those things that we participate in. Your family is a community.
Mm-hmm.
Your girlfriends are a community. Where you work is a community. The organizations you belong to is a community. So what are you doing in those communities? What role are you playing in those communities? You start from there, and then you work outwards. A lot of times we do here. So what are we doing in the community? You know, over the past week when we had Small Business Saturday. And they talked about how you should go and be a part of the community, buy within your community, because the money that you spend in your community goes back to your community. We talked about that. So now it depends on how your community looks, and you have others that want to come in. So I'm asking people today, the community that you sit in, whether it's your family, whether it's the organization you belong to, whether it's your workplace, how does that look? Do people want to join your community, or they want to back up?
That's good. That's good. And then what part do you play? Because what is irritating me to no ends is the fact that everybody is leaving the responsibility up to someone else. What are you doing? Not saying that you can change the world or that you're trying to make a major impact, but it's a ripple effect. You know, I'm not trying to save and change everybody. I'm just trying to make a difference and an impact in everybody that I meet on a daily basis and everyone that's receptive, you know, because you meet people that's not receptive to your interaction. But those that are receptive to your interaction, those are the ones that you're supposed to, you know, pour into or see what you can learn or guide or lead or follow or whatever for that matter, because it's not always about us doing something for someone else. It's really about other people really doing something for us to transform who we are inward, inside out. But what are you doing? You know, if you see a young woman or a young, I'm all about the youth. I'm a youth activist. I love youth. And if I see them on the corner and they look like they need a hug or someone needs, hi, how are you? You know, if I see a thug on the street, be careful out here. You know, bullets don't have names on it. Or, you know, just those encouraging words or a smile or be careful or, you know, stay out of trouble or, you know, those kind of encouraging things for the youth, that might be the only positive light thing they hear all day or all week. So I take it upon my responsibility just to say that I don't have to know your name. I don't have to know where your mama at or none of that. And instead of talking about you and downing you, just, you know, be careful and keep walking. Mm-hmm. Hey, how you doing? Be careful. You know, hey, mm-hmm. how you doing? You okay? You know, just that encouraging thing, you never know how that would transform that child or that youth. Even if it's for that moment, that seed has been planted. And I'm truly a believer in seed time, harvest, and, you know, I just know that God is going to take care of everything else. But if I don't plant the seeds, then how can there be a harvest? How can there be a harvest? So when we talk about community and playing our part in the community, the different communities that we're a part of, you know, I just encourage everyone just to make sure that you're doing everything that you could possibly do within reason. Not saying go above and beyond where it's taxing or you're tired, but within reason to, you know, go ahead and do your part. Play your part. Plant your seeds so that there could be a harvest. You might not see the harvest, but I believe that there's a harvest somewhere at some time. There's got to be a harvest because I planted a seed.
That is so true. So, listening audience, I'm inviting you to call in. You know, we're going to be taking questions, but right now you call in and you hit number one, but we're going to get back to the conversation. And another part about the community is that the second definition that I read and why you were speaking, it just – I had to go back and look at it, but it talked about a group of people living in the same place. When we are a community, we are a group, and we're in the same place. We're affecting change in the same area. And see, I think about a community being much like a puzzle because we all are connected to someone else that's going to, at the end of the day,
absolutely,
is going to be the puzzle. It's going to make it's the big picture. We're a part of a big picture. So in order for us to affect change in a big way, we all have to do our part. We all have to do our part. You can't have so many leaders and not enough Indians because it doesn't work.
Absolutely.
We all have to play our part, do our role, because we're all in that same space, in that same group, a part of that same body, in that same set, in that same circle at the same time. And we're looking mm-hmm. to share in those common results. We have the same attitude. We have the same desire. We want to affect change, and we have the same goal. It may not be exactly like Lady Quarterback, but guess what? They're so close in proximity that she may just want to look at the youth, and I may want to look at the older seniors, or somebody may want to look at the men in the community or women. But guess what? They're all in the community. And there's
absolutely
enough there for us to do. So community, we're talking about community, and that's important. I think that's my new word that I'm adopting for 2017 is community, because no longer
nice.
Are we a network, because we're not networking. We need to become
mm-hmm.
a community
mm-hmm.
that provides results. So
nice.
Once again, join us right back after this commercial break.
It's me, Tracy Brown, and I wanted to take this moment to invite you to follow me on social media. Simply follow me at I am Tracy Brown on Facebook, Periscope, Instagram, and yes, Twitter. Once again, it's me, your girl, Tracy Brown, from The Tracy Brown Show. Let's get connected.
Yes, we are back. We are back, and we're talking to Lady Quarterback, none other than the Lady Quarterback that does not have a playbook for to call the calls, but she has a dictionary. We were laughing about that early because those of you know Lady Quarterback, she loves to say, you know what, let me go to the dictionary. And the dictionary is not a bad thing to have because the dictionary shows you and it tells you plainly what the word means. And so today we're talking about community, we're talking about giving back, and we're talking about building up because you can't, you got to have all of those within the community. All of them are there. So we've been talking about community, meaning that we're sharing a common goal, and that community is wherever you are, whatever circle that you're in at the moment. It could be your family. It could be your girlfriends. It could be your workplace. It could be your school. It could be that place where you go volunteer. That's your community at the moment. And how are you affecting your community?
That's good.
That's good. Yeah. How are you affecting your community?
That's the question. That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Because, so, you know, we want to leave it up to other people to do things or to make a difference that we can do ourselves. I mean, I can only speak for me, had to have enough confidence in who I was in order to know that I could do something else, you know, or I can make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that I didn't have a confidence, so I left it up to the other people. I was, you know, upset about the Oprahs and the people with money and, you know, all of those, you know, why don't they come back to the community? And they're not, and I'm right here. So the Lord asked me, well, what are you doing? Did you buy somebody coffee today? Did you buy somebody lunch today? You know, we want this drastic change. Yes, it's an urgency. You know, people, we need change. There's a desperation. There's a void, all of those things. But if I can do my small part, you know, I've done something. I can't be mad at somebody not doing something, and I ain't doing nothing myself. That's very hypocritical. So there are things that, you know, saving, like we save for everything else. If you know that the holidays are coming and you want to do something to give back, if I'm jumping to giving back, so I hope we're going to talk about that for a minute. Start putting away money to buy groceries for a family that need. You know, if put $5 aside a month to get a single mother with five kids, get a birthday cake for the child's birthday that you know she won't be able to do. Or, you know, walk down the street, and if it's something, you getting your coffee, pay it forward. Buy coffee for the person behind you. You know, those simple things, planting those seeds can reap a huge harvest because you'll never know. My faith and my belief is so out of the box. It's just crazy people just be like, I don't understand how you think like that, but I guess it's a God's gift. But my thing is, let's say I'm in Starbucks and I'm buying coffee, and then I buy coffee for the person behind me. Not knowing who this person is, have a great day, buy coffee. That person could be in the position to donate money to an organization that will help the homeless or be in a position to adopt a family. But because someone did something for them, the seed of gratitude, Minister Kim, attitude of gratitude and humbleness will cause them and push them to do something. You know, I just think crazy. Like, I just think like that. Just think, like, out of the box like that. So just want to kind of encourage people to, you know, acknowledge your communities, plural communities, and start thinking of ways of giving back. You know, to them, or just giving to them and playing your part.
And don't so just want to give back during the holiday season time. Make it
exactly
a way of life, because it feels so good when you give. It just sometimes that gift just because.
Exactly.
Giving just because. You don't have to have a reason to give. You don't have to have the reason to plant the seed. You don't have to have a reason to do that. You don't have to know that if I have to see the seed make a harvest. No, your job is to plant.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is to plant. Mm-hmm. It may be somebody else's job to harvest, but it's your job to plant. What are you planting? Because somebody planted into you. At least I know they planted into me, and that's the only way I am who I am today. Whether it's your
mm-hmm.
parents, whether it's your teachers, whether it's those
mm-hmm.
that mentored you, whether those are those that you that had correct you when you didn't want to be corrected. Somebody planted a seed. And now many of us are in harvest time. It's like now you say, Lady Quarterback, that you just don't know how to do it any other way. To you
mm-hmm.
giving back in community is a way of life. Somebody planted that seed.
Somebody mm-hmm.
planted that seed in you because it may have been evidence there, but they took and they planted the seed and they watered it. We're talking about
mm-hmm.
community, giving back, and building up. That's what we're talking about. And it's just so awesome there. Lady Quarterback, go ahead. I heard you.
I think it's somebody
on the line. I heard your thoughts.
Look right.
Oh.
We got somebody on the line. I think it's on the line.
202-8378.
Yeah, last four digits. 8378, area code 202. Are you there?
Uh-oh. Are you a little shy, you think, Lady Quarterback?
I don't know. Last four digits, 8378. Going once. Well, if you chime in, you could just go ahead and chime in.
You know, sometimes we don't even know our phone numbers. We just, you know, is that our phone? Is that my phone number? You know, we got to go back and look at it sometimes. You know, we got to go. But we're talking about community building up and giving back. What would your community say about you? Are you active in your community? Are you giving back? Are you building up? What are you doing?
That is good. That's a good question to ask yourself on a regular basis. I ain't going to say daily.
That might be
too much for some people. But on a regular basis.
We'll be right back after this commercial.
Starting your own business is an exciting experience. You have the ability to be your own boss, set your schedule, and make a living doing what you love. However, entrepreneurship also comes with a lot of challenges. Many entrepreneurs fail before they launch their business by not knowing how to set up their business correctly. Every player needs a coach, and every business needs a startup strategist. Don't get frustrated trying to navigate through the paperwork. Let our professional staff get you started. Schedule your discovery call today by visiting our website at www.thestartuhp.com or calling 240-786-8089.
Welcome back to the show. It is your girl, Tracy Brown, joined by Lady Quarterback, and we are having an awesome conversation talking about community, talking about and talking about giving back. But we're talking about building. When we talk about building, we're talking about the process or the business of constructing something, of doing something, of assembling something, providing structure to something. What are you doing in your community? What are you doing in your circle to effect change? Are you doing your part? Because sometimes when we don't do our part, we affect the other areas because they can't do their part. So it's about
Absolutely.
What are we constructing? What are we
Absolutely.
Constructing? What are we doing? Yeah.
And I think the challenge is people don't know what their part is. You know, what do I do? You tell me to do something. But what is it that I can do? One of the things that when I sought God about who am I, because I didn't know who I was. I knew I was something, but didn't have clarity on exactly what that was. Didn't know what it was I had to contribute or what I was supposed to contribute. And I asked him that. I was like, okay, first of all, let me get clarity on who am I. And his answer to me was, you are who you've always been. And I had to really go back to that. Like, before I became the person I am today, there is a foundation I had or that I have. And experience, you have this basic foundation. So if you go back to as far as you can remember as a child, what type of child were you? And then you kind of build from there. Your experience, of course, you're going to build different things, but you kind of build from there. But at the end of the day, what is your basic foundation? I've always been a nurturer. I've always been a confidant. I've always been a friend. I've always been loyal. You know, like those basic things. Not what I can give or what I can do, but who am I? And that's a question that you have to ask first before you even know what you can contribute. So if I know that that's me, then what I can contribute to my communities is consistency. I can contribute loyalty. I can contribute knowledge, wisdom, empathy, sympathy, you know, those things, because that is the basis of who I am. My fiance, he's a protector, he's a leader, he's very stern, you know, he tells the truth, whether you like it or not. So he contributes leadership, you know, he contributes, and we need all these different components, you know, he contributes the truth, you know, he has a very humble and caring heart, and sometimes he's like, do you think I was a little harsh? I was like, but they wouldn't receive it from anyone but you, because that's who you are. So you ask yourself, you know, who am I? So that you will know what you can contribute to your communities. It's not that you have to go above and beyond outside of your makeup or who, what your original setup is, your original DNA. You just be who you are, and it's literally just that simple. Like, really, just that simple. Because you're in your arena. You're where you are and what you've always done. And you know, I'm a researcher. You know, like you said earlier, the reason I started giving definitions is because everybody has their own definition of what a word means. But so when I speak and communicate to you, you're going to take that word, let's use community as an example, and everything that I say, you're going to apply it to what you know that word to be. So when I begin to speak and I begin to coach people, I found that if we both start off on an even playing field, when I give you or when I speak and you receive what I have to say, then it's coming from the same place. You know, it's coming from, you know, we're on common ground. So it's like you don't have to try to figure out what I mean by community. Or if I say something, you'll be like, no, that don't work or that doesn't apply, because we've gotten the common ground and we've gotten the same definition. Right. So we're on the same page. But right. So I encourage
and it's
you
also,
all first. Oh, no, I was going to say, I just encourage everyone to just really seek, you know, who you are first so that you will know what you're able to contribute. And I encourage you not to contribute anything outside of that that would be taxing, because it's not good, you know, when you're taxed and stressed and fed up and all of, no, you give what you can give of who you are. And then you leave it up to the next person to do the same. And then it'll just be a ripple effect. And like you said, that puzzle will start to come together and everybody will play their part.
Right. And you understand that when you are out of place or you, when she says not to be stressed out, that means you are stressed. So because what when you're giving and you're building up, it should be a joy. It should be happiness and peace and joy.
Mm-hmm.
You're just excited to get there. It's like that thing you do when you don't get paid, because, you know, giving back. It's just, you know that you know that you know, and you know if your role is, if your position is just to put the biscuit in the bag and you happy with that, then be happy with that. It's nothing wrong with that, because it's a place. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's something for everybody. That's for sure. And then the other thing is that sometimes when we can't find where we're going, a sign of a good leader, this is how you know when you're under a good person with good leadership, they will pull it out of you. They will pull it out of you, and all of a sudden you'll be like, well, wait a minute. That's it. A good leader does that, and you don't even know that it's being done, because they help you discover who you are. Yes. They ask you the pointed questions, and the answer comes back to the same thing. And so you realize then, you know what? Yeah, that's really what I love to do, because a lot of times what I find, at least for Tracy, is that I want to do something that's totally out of my norm because that's what I want to do. But a lot of times God already has us doing what we're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. We just don't recognize it because we've been doing it and it comes so easily. We want to do something that's not even there. And I use this example for, I used to own a beauty salon. Now, I don't know how to do hair. I don't know how to do nails. I can barely wash people's hair right. But I said it was a good deal. That was an expensive lesson to learn. But guess what? I realized at that point the lesson that I learned was that stay in your lane and stay in your role. Everybody has a particular role. And what I can provide is what I can provide. And what I give is what I give. And what Lady Quarterback gives is what Lady Quarterback gives. Everybody has a role. But, no, I just thought, hey, I can do this. I couldn't do that because that's not what God gifted me with. That wasn't my everyday thing. Now, you give me some numbers and need something organized, then I'm your girl. I can do that for you. But we have to realize that sometimes the very thing that we're looking for, we're already doing.
That's good.
We're already doing it. So we're talking about community, we're talking about building up, and we're talking about giving back. What are you doing to affect change in your community? The key thing that Lady Quarterback says is that you got to know thyself. You got to know that you know you know what it is. So that means that I think last time when you were on, you talked about some points where we had to discover who we are. You know, because we had to pull out those things that wasn't in us, that wasn't like us, that just didn't fit us. So we need to be able to discover who we are, because in order to give, you got to know that you're a giver. Most givers are givers. That's just what they do. That's how they do it. But you know what? You don't want to give no junk. You don't want to give, and I like to say this, and this may be totally to the left, but I'm going to go there. You can't minister or you can't give when you all jacked up inside. So you can't go somewhere talking about, well, yeah, I'm going to do this, and you trying to offer some advice when you know that you all jacked up. Come on now, that's not going to work. You're going to be held accountable for it. You may not be held accountable for about a leader, but you may have to get in front of God, and he's going to say, yo, what was that you was telling that lady? You was all jacked up, and what was you telling her? Because what you gave her was wrong. You was out of order. But sometimes that's totally to the left, but we got to know thyself and know what it is, so that when we're out there giving, that we're giving all of ourselves. We're giving what's true and what's real. We're being that leader. Sometimes being and giving means that you got to give the truth. You should be giving it all the time, but you got to give the truth. You maybe tell her, hey, you know what? You need to stop having babies and let's do this. Let's find a better way of living. Or you need to stop spending your money on that stuff that make you feel good just temporarily, and let's do something else with your money. You complain about your job. You need to find a way. Let's help you find a way to get better educated, to put you in a better position so that you have a better job. Let's make sure that your finances are right so that you can buy that house, so you can do those things. Sometimes giving back means you got to give the harsh truth, but also when you're giving the truth, you planting that seed. You're planting that
seed. That's good. That's good. Absolutely. Knowing yourself is so important. It's the scariest thing to do, because really knowing who you are is accepting who you're not. And that's one of the things that we don't want to do. I can't know who I am if I don't accept who I'm not. What do you mean? We all want to be something. We all want to be successful. We want to be achievers. We want to do things. But if you really look at it, we only do or we emulate or mimic the examples that we admire. And that might not necessarily be who we are. We might not be that far off, but we're not exactly who we admire. So for me, in order to know who I am, I had to accept who I wasn't. you know, or where I wasn't. You talked about that place. The place is not just the place that I live in. It's where I am spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically. I'm not a size 8. As much as
well,
I want to lose
too,
weight and be
too.
Small, but right, but I'm not a size 8, so I have to accept the fact that I'm not small instead of trying to be small. That's where it starts. You know, if you know, I'm lacking in a certain area, you know, I'm currently finishing school, finishing my degree, and I didn't think that I was a good writer, you know, so it's like, okay, I'm not a good writer. So instead of stressing my brain, trying to make sure my pages was right and all my papers were good, first I had to recognize the fact that I ain't no good writer, so that I can get the help that I need to become a better writer or to get the assignment done. Was not good in math, am not good in math, stayed in the math lab, got a tutor, set up a group, but it wasn't like I was like, you know, trying to kill myself to become something, because I had to accept what I wasn't. And it's so easy. That's the most hardest thing to do. You know, I had to accept the fact that I was damaged, accept the fact that I was still hurting for previous relationships, accept the fact I was dealing with abandonment and rejection, instead of justifying why I felt what I felt or who I was or what place I was in and accusing everything and everyone else for being there. I had to accept the fact that, okay, right here, right now, this is where I am. I'm depressed.
That's it.
I'm low. You know, I don't feel well.
Right. It's an action. It's an action thing. You got to accept the it's a process. We got to understand
mm-hmm.
it's a process. So acceptance is a process, because a lot of times, like you say, you know, I thought I could fit into a size 8 too, so you wasn't by yourself. But, you know, when I went and held the jeans up, it was like, wait a minute, baby, your thigh can't even fit into one leg of that. So I had to accept it. It was a process. It was the act of doing so. So a lot
mm-hmm.
of times we have to accept our conditions and we have to move on from there. You know, we have to do that. So it's about accepting the community that we're in, building up that community, and being able to give back. That's what we're talking about. That's acceptance, because everybody don't like the community that they're in.
They don't
like that situation. You know,
the good thing about it is, let me tell you. I'm gonna tell you a secret, since you went there. The good thing about not liking the community that you're in, you can always move. You can always relocate. You don't have to stay in that community. You don't have to be there. And one of the things that I learned on this part of my journey is the power of choice. I can choose again. That's like unlimited. Mm-hmm. For me, that's a weapon that never runs out of ammo. I can have the power
right.
of choice. It doesn't mean that I'm a failure. It doesn't mean it just didn't work. So I choose something else. Okay, that wasn't
and
for
that's
me right
true.
Now. I choose something else. I have the power. I don't have to answer to anybody else but me. I don't have to answer to, you know, I don't have to prove anything to anybody but me. And that's when I say we have to, you know who we are and accept where we are. I went through a period of my life people-pleasing. I wanted validation from people. We all want validation. We want accolades. It makes us feel good. You know, it makes us want to achieve. It makes us, you know, feel like we're accomplished, and we're human, so we thrive off of accomplishments. But at the end of the day, I realized that I can never please anybody. You know, I do what I do because, A, that's what I was designed to do, and, B, because that's what I enjoy doing. Now, once I got into that mindset, instead of the whole, well, I ain't got to please nobody anyway, who are they? You know, forget them. You know, not with that motive, but with the motive of, okay, that just wasn't for you, and I'm okay with that. Okay, you don't receive that? It wasn't for you, and I'm good with that. And once I shift to that motive and got that mindset, God started surrounding me with people that appreciated me, that validated me, that acknowledged my accomplishments, you know, and it was genuine. You know, it wasn't because of something that I had done or something that they wanted from me, but it was just genuine. They just saw me as a genuine person succeeding and accomplishing everything that I wanted to do in life, and they gave me what I needed to fuel that. So, and I'm stuck on this knowing who you are thing because that's so important, because you can't do any of the other topics that we're talking about tonight until you do that. That's like the foundation. So it takes time. It's a process, not easy. It's going to be hurtful. You're going to be disappointed at some of the things you find, but at the end of the day, it's going to be all worth it.
Right, and you're able, and even when you find yourself where you at, where you say you were dealing with being accepted, that's a community. That's a community.
Mm-hmm.
In that community,
mm-hmm.
you felt like you was in that community, and you had to have something to prove to those people.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be accepted in that community. But even you said a key thing. You have the choice to move. But in every
mm-hmm.
situation, there's always an opportunity to learn. So I encourage you, if you need to move, but make sure that you take a lesson with you. So we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Who do you know with less than perfect credit? Our services at Behind Your Dollar will help you to remove inaccurate, erroneous, and obsolete information in your credit file, including bankruptcies, foreclosures, student loans, late payments, charge-offs, public records, collections, judgments, repossessions, tax liens, short sales, and medical bills. See results in as little as 45 to 60 days with a money-back guarantee. Call today, 240-753-6002.
Welcome back to the show, and once again, you have joined your girl Tracy Brown and Lady Quarterback, and we've been having an awesome time. You know, we might went to the left, went to the right a little bit, but we still are talking about community, giving back, and building up, and we understand that in order to do any of this, you have to have a foundation. That simply means that you have to know that you know that you know what it is that you want to do, what part of the community you want to play in, what role do you want to play in, exactly what are you giving back, what are you building up. The foundation is the key. So we are just excited. I'm excited. You know, it has been a good discussion tonight, and, you know, if there's any callers out there, just simply call in, hit number one, and we'll be glad to talk to you. But if not, we're going to continue our discussion on talking about community, because we talked about how the community is where you are right now, whether it's your home, your job, the organizations you belong to, your girlfriends. Those are all your communities. And what are you doing? Lady Quarterback, you said some key points tonight, but you know what? I'm going to give the floor back to you, and we're going to continue our discussion, because I want to talk about, we've been talking about building up, but I want to talk about that just a little more. How do we build up our community? What are some of the things that you would recommend?
identifying what really needs to be built. Because we're humans, we're visual. So first, of course, we see the buildings, we see the dirt, the poverty, and all of those other things that's in our community. And now I'm talking about the physical community, and also in the other communities, family communities or whatever community. But for me, I always go for the reason behind that. And when I say that, it's not the fact that the alcoholic drinks alcohol. It is, that's the problem. The problem is, what is that person running or hiding from that they feel that alcohol can solve? So I always go for that part. I go for the void. Maybe that person needs love. Maybe they feel rejected. Maybe they feel, you know, left out or not accomplished or any of those things. And if you're the type of person that can plant the seeds to assist that person in that area, then build up there. You know, start building up there. What we're really missing is love. everything that's broken down in the communities, what's really missing is love, consideration, respect, and attention. We all can give that, if not all, some parts of it. You know, I tell people, you ain't got to like me, but you're going to respect me, you know. And we just don't do that. We've become so selfless, so self-centered, so stingy, so selfish, you know. And when I was in a place and didn't recognize it until God brought it to my attention, why are you so angry? We're angry. We're mad. And then when we walk out into our communities or we partake in our communities, like you said earlier, we take that in there. So when I'm walking down the street and I see a homeless person, why am I mad at the homeless person? Because they're homeless. And now I'm like, you know, I'm like, they don't need to be on the street. Or look at this. And people need to do something about it. But you walked right past the same trash that you didn't pick up and throw in the trash can that you expect someone else to get for you. You know.
Right. That's the truth.
You know, young, like I said, I have a heart for the youth. Yeah, they're disrespectful. They're ignorant. They have no respect. They have what I call is a sense of entitlement. I go to a community college, and I worked in the advising office before I started working where I am now. And those young people would come in, and they had this sense of entitlement and all of these attitudes and, you know, people need to and people need. And I was like, well, what are you doing? Because you don't have to be here. You know, what's really going on? And then talking to them, find out that, you know, their mother had to work all the time and they just graduated out of high school. They got to take care of their little brother, but they really want to go to school and they can't do it. You know what I'm saying? So it's a whole lot of other things that play a part. And so now they need the encouragement. They need the attention. They need the genuineness. They need the wisdom. They need direction. So when we talk about the things to identify what's beneath what our physical eyes can see.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, you have to be selfless. It can't be about you, but genuinely be about the person or the situation that you see, that you have something to say or you have a desire to fix or you want it fixed. When you say play your part, what can you do? Then evaluate yourself. I know it sounds like a whole lot, but really it's really not. It takes less than 5 minutes to do all of those things.
Yeah,
assess
that's
a situation.
True, but you...
Yeah, assess the situation, figure out what you're going to do, make a decision on if you're going to do it, and move on.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's key. That's key, because you said in order to build, we have to be first be able to identify what needs to be built. And this is what we're doing. We have to identify what it needs to be built. If a person is broken, then we need to identify that that person is broken, and then we need to try to build them back up. We need to send them to a community that can help them, that can give back to them, that's not rushing. Because a lot of times we don't love, we're not considerate, we're disrespectful, and you said we need attention because we just go about everything. We're a microwave generation, I like to say.
Mm-hmm.
We want everything quick, fast, and in a hurry. Love takes time. Consideration is important. You got to respect because you want somebody to respect you and take the time to give somebody undivided attention. Know what we do? We on the, you know, sometimes I think back and I say, well, what did we do before we got the portable cell phone? I know we had the pagers. I don't know what we did before that, but when we go to dinner, the dinner is the table. The phones are in the middle. Whoever picks it up has to pay for dinner. So therefore, you got to give somebody your undivided attention. Things are missing. Things are going on and things are missing, and that's why our youth are the way that they are. But we're going to be right back after this commercial break. So meet us right back here after the commercial break.
Starting your own business is an exciting experience. You have the ability to be your own boss, set your schedule, and make a living doing what you love. However, Entrepreneurship also comes with a lot of challenges. Many entrepreneurs fail before they launch their business by not knowing how to set up their business correctly. Every player needs a coach, and every business needs a startup strategist. Don't get frustrated trying to navigate through the paperwork. Let our professional staff get you started. Schedule your discovery call today by visiting our website at www.thestartuhp.com or calling 240-786-8089.
Welcome back to the show, and once again, it is I, your girl, the one and only, the Tracy Brown, and I'm joined today by Lady Quarterback. But Lady Quarterback, before we run out of time, because you know I have a tendency to keep going because the conversation gets so good, I want to ask you about, and I don't even know if you're still doing it, but I think it's like a conversation from the heart. Do you still do that show, or do I have the wrong name up? You still do it?
Yes, I'm actually bringing it back. First season will be starting back in 2017, and it's a platform that God had given me. It's called A Conversation from the Heart. What comes from the heart reaches the heart, and it's just real talk, just coming from the heart. The thing was, you feel what's heartfelt. You know what's phony and what's real. So we just have real talks like these. You know, we talk about self-integrity. You know, anything that, you know, people need to talk about is what we talk about. So I will be coming back on the air at the beginning of 2017. I took a sabbatical and to evolve. And so it's time for me to come back and give what I have to the people, so that I can help heal, set free, and deliver as God has instructed me to. So stay tuned for that.
All right. We definitely are. I'm going to be the main one promoting it, because I'm telling you, anytime that you come on the show, I just love the conversation, and I never want it to end. But, you know, it has to end. So one quick other question. So do you have a Facebook page? Is there a Facebook page out there somewhere where we can direct people and they can stay tuned, or you don't have that up, or any way they can get in contact with you?
Okay. Absolutely. I have a Facebook. It's called A Conversation from the Heart, hosted by LaTanya, and A Conversation from the Heart. If you search for that on Facebook, you should be able to find it. And also my personal page, which is LaTanya. It's L-A space, capital T-O-N-I-A. You have to put that space in there. I won't come up. Rush. Is actually send me a friend request, inbox me, go and like the page, and let's just start having a good time. Let's just start building and giving back and participating healthily in our communities.
That's right. That's right. So today we have been talking about communities. We've been talking about building up and giving back. So once again, I thank you for joining me here on the Tracy Brown Show. Until next week, remember that every team needs a coach and every business needs a startup strategist. So talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
They gonna cut us off.